I was lying on a small bed in what I called his sex room. It's not like some fancy playroom or anything. He just had a few things set up in his extra bedroom slash office, I guess. But he had two twin bed mattresses piled on top of one another, and he told me to lay down, so I did, because I'm a good little slut. And he straddled my face. He likes when I lick his balls. I like it too. And he likes to fuck my mouth that way, over top of me. I've gotten really, really good at it. I could take a nice, hard pounding in my throat now. But the whole time I was laying there, him above me, with my hands running up and down his thighs as he fucked my throat and rubbed his balls all over my face. He likes when I'm a messy little slut. All I kept thinking about was how fucking sexy it would be if you were standing at the door watching. Oh, I would love to know that you're there. Watching me get my little throat fucked. And then I thought that it would be perfect. If you came over and slid me out of my shorts and, started licking my pussy while he fucked my mouth. God, I love how you lick me. Fuck, your mouth feels so fucking good. I love when you suck on my clit. Oh, fuck yes. He would be violating my little throat, and you would be down there licking and sucking. Oh, forcing my thighs apart. Oh, fuck. Maybe you would dig your nails in and... drag them down the inside of my thighs. Oh, leaving nice red claw marks. I would love for you to make me cum while somebody's fucking my throat. Well, first with your mouth. God, your fucking glorious mouth. Oh, and then with your fingers. I like when you make me come with your fingers. You fuck me so hard. And you make my pussy gush like nobody ever has. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. And then... while he was still fucking my throat and dragging his balls all over my little face, making me lick him in all the naughty, naughty places, I would feel you stand up and drop your pants. God, yes. And take that beautiful big fucking cock. Oh. in your hand. And, oh, first you would tease my pussy with the head, getting it all wet. And then you would just slide it in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. And I would be moaning against his cock and against his balls as you just fucking pounded that cock into me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I would be begging to be allowed to come. You wouldn't be able to hear me, though, because it would be muffled against his cock. But you know. You know when I need to come, sir. You can feel it. The way my pussy tightens around your cock. The way my hands would be gripping at his hips even harder. All the way, all my muscles tense, you would know. You would know that I needed to come. Oh. And you would fuck me harder, making me gasp for breath while he fucks my throat. Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck. And you would just make a slight little noise that would let me know. Oh. Just some affirmative little sound that would let me know that I could come, and I would come so fucking hard. Oh, God. Moaning and crying out with this cock in my mouth. As my pussy spasmed all over your cock. You wouldn't stop. Oh, no. You would keep pounding that big fucking cock into me, wouldn't you? Holding my legs tight as you just fucking slam into me. You would be turned on by my moaning and my whimpers and my fuck everything. And just as he came in my mouth, down my little throat, you would come too. Oh, filling my pussy with your cum. And I know, sir, you would want me to come again. On your cock. And I would. I would come so hard. Oh, fuck. So fucking hard for you. Even though he was in my mouth, you know that my pussy, my orgasms, my everything belong to you. And afterwards, I would thank you for letting me be such a dirty little whore. And then you would take me again, just to remind me who I belong to.